All right, we're hanging out with the first round pick for the Broncos, Paxton Lynch. Just got off the plane. How does it feel to be in Denver here?
It feels a lot like Florida.
Just a little bit. They call this the white sand, right?
Exactly, yeah. It comes from the sky, but not the ground.
What has been the last 24 hours? What have they been like the last 24 hours?
Yeah! It's been an emotional roller coaster, obviously, to say the least, with the draft last night. And then the, you know, excitement and enjoyment I got to spend, you know, have with my family and friends. And then waking up and coming here the next day and getting to see everybody again.
Was the night crazy? You didn't know where you were going to go, right? Like, you could have gone super early, not in the first round maybe. Like, what were you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, well, throughout the draft, there was, you know, a lot of times where I thought I was going to get picked up, and I just slid by. So I really wasn't sure what was going to go, go down and what was happening behind the scenes. So, I was just trying to stay relaxed and, you know, enjoy it with my friends, because I know it's kind of rough whenever you're expected to go one place and you kind of fall a little bit further, but I ended up where I was supposed to be.
Congratulations, dude.
You got the call from the Broncos. What was that like? You knew maybe they were training up for you?
Yeah, I was sitting out in the back. Like, we were just throwing the football. Me and my roommates were just kind of tossing the football around. And we had heard some stuff about possibly, you know, the Broncos training up. And then Lee ran out there when it was official and came and grabbed me, and we all ran in there, and then everyone just, like, piled into a little room, and, you know, I got the call. It was exciting, yeah.
Tell me about this roommate thing, the group. What is it, 102?
Yeah, 102. Yeah, we all met in Carpenter Complex, was where all the freshmen, sophomore had to stay when they first got to Memphis. But I had met, like, Drew was the first one I met, and Daniel moved in later. And Stu was the last one we've been, so we've just always been, like, really close. So we called ourselves 102 because that was the apartment we lived in. And actually, Stu came up with it. So ever since then, we just kind of called ourselves that.
Nice to have those guys there when you get that life-changing call, huh?
Yeah. It was great. Like I said, you know, having everybody around me, especially those guys who, you know, were with me through the whole process of, you know, all the grinding and all that and all the work I put in.
How was the trip? Everybody good?
Yeah, it was good.
One thing that head coach Gary Kubiak mentioned was that he remembers your meeting room with the conversation you guys had in his office. What was the visit like here when you came the first time?
It was good. I mean, I obviously got to bounce around and meet everybody. I know I met with Coach Knapp for the longest time, obviously, and then John Elway, I met with him too. Coach Kubiak as well, but I left here, you know, thinking I did a good job, but I also felt comfortable and confident about, you know, all my interviews with all the teams, so I guess this was the place where they liked me the most.
How do you feel like your style, you know, big guy, strong arm, is going to fit with Kubiak's system?
I think it'll be great, and I think it'll be a lot of fun from what, you know, he's told me and, you know, the offense that they have and the style of quarterback that they want. I think that I have opportunity to do good things.
You have any expectations heading in here, this first, rookie camp coming up next weekend, that kind of thing?
Right. I'm excited just to get to work, honestly. I'm glad to be on a team.
This is the orange look on me.
That's great.
Now I know what I'm going to have to learn, and I know the staff I'm going to be with and the players I'm going to be with. I'm just excited to get out there on the field and get to working with those guys.
You heard from any current Broncos yet? They text you or anything like that?
Yeah, a couple of them, but I can't remember all of them that texted me last night. They got texted me and I went right straight to bed. I was exhausted, but a couple of them did, and a couple of them tweeted me.
And then you made it here in this snowstorm.
Yeah, exactly. I brought the snow with me.
Well, I appreciate the time here, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll get to know each other even more.
Thank you. I appreciate it.